We are designing the emotional expression arm to recover VA and T0. Given that the emotion to parameter mapping is heterogeneous, potentially landing on Zecline 2024 or T0 Brennan 2021, we must pre-declare both the target parameter, which we hypothesize is V, and the task type. Should this be a detection or identification task, as per Sawada et al. 2022, or an attentional bias paradigm?
It must be designed as an explicit detection task, for example, face and crowd to anchor the V claim, mirroring the methodological template set by Sawada, Sato, Nakashima, and Kumada 2022. To maintain a person constant across trials and facilitate the RDM comparison, we must use a two-alternative forced choice format with interleaved expressions and fixed stimulus answer regimes.
Regarding stimulus control, simply using validated databases like KDEF or NIMSTIM is insufficient given the history of low-level confounds. How precisely must we implement the controls to ensure the observed effect is residual emotion, not a contrast artifact?
The protocol requires three levels of confounding control. First, mandatory matching of luminance and RMS contrast across all expressions. Second, controlling spatial frequency using Skynes and Oliva-style filtering, and critically, measuring and equating the teeth and mouth visible area, as both happy and angry leakage suggests Calvo et al. 2016.
And third, the anti-expression or scrambled control is essential to dissociate expression from pure geometric differences. We cannot simply report raw levels, we must calculate the difference between the target emotion condition and this controlled residual.
Precisely. For the V claim, the reported effect must be the expression minus control difference Sawada 2022. Ideally, we implement the anti-expression control, same low-level energy but with the emotional expression removed, or use phase scrambled or inverted faces to bound the geometric contribution Coelho et al. 2011.
Moving past confounds, we must address the criterion V-Pern's drift confound. We are analyzing DDM parameters, interpreting mean RT is invalid. What quantitative readout will best corroborate a change in V independently of potential shifts in threshold or bias?
We must fit and report the full DDM across all conditions tipples 2023. To provide model-free corroboration, we will calculate and report the D prime alongside V. This dual readout, DDM parameters plus D prime, helps differentiate a true drift change from an artifactual mean RT advantage.
Given that emotion effects are known to be small and contested, and considering the need for stable per subject estimates of V-hate, we cannot use fixed prototypes. We require an individual difficulty calibration method analogous to the RDM staircase design.
The best approach is a morph continuum per subject staircase, a SAE or Quest Plus variant. This allows us to map V across multiple intensity points, generating a parametric V density curve, the cleanest analog of the coherence effect. We must run this recalibration block per experimental session and report the between block ICC for both V-hate and the derived parameters A and T0.
For determining sample size, what is the minimum required cell count given a morph continuum design that generates many interaction terms? And how should we structure the power analysis?
The target minimum valid trials per subject times expression times intensity cell must be at least 100 for robust EZV estimation. However, acknowledging the high number of cells in a morph design, we will use HDDM VicKey 2013, which handles shrinkage and is recommended. Power analysis must be simulation-based, seeding priors from precedents like Sawada and Brennan, specifying a small expected effect size for V, simulating across the full mixed effects model structure, and then iteratively walking N to achieve target power for both, A, the expression times intensity contrast on V, and B, cross-paradigm equivalence.
We need strict exclusion criteria. What are the hard cutoffs for subject data removal that demonstrate low quality or procedural failure?
For subjects, we exclude those with excessive lapse rates, those failing to reach a minimum accuracy of about 80% at the highest intensity level indicating poor task engagement, or those whose calibration process shows convergence and stability beyond preset ICC bounds. Per trial, we must filter out RTs below 250 to 300 milliseconds, flagging them as potential anticipatory responses.
Finally, in terms of analysis flow, how do we structure the mixed effects modeling to maintain transparency regarding parameter recovery and reliability?
The analysis sequence is fixed. First, run EZ diffusion per cell to obtain initial estimates for V and A and T0 with edge corrections sigmatoid 0.1. Second, implement the confirmatory model using HDDM. The primary model must be mixed effects V as a function of expression by intensity with random slopes by subject testing the core contrast on V. We then run secondary checks, reporting any significant effect found for A, T0, or Z as a manipulation check, and crucially, running correlation or covariation checks to ensure the primary V effect survives when covarying low-level metrics luminance and spatial frequency.
Priority.
To summarize the protocol checklist, the ultimate deliverable for comparison across all paradigms.
The final best practices checklist must include these non-negotiables. 1. Pre-declaring both the task type and the single target parameter V2, explicitly stating the low-level control battery anti-expressions, matched contrast and spatial frequency, teeth area 3 fitting, the full DDM and corroborating V with D'4, equating difficulty via a per-subject morph staircase to report V density with between-block ICC-5. Setting N by simulation from Sawada and Brennan priors, and most importantly, always reporting where the effect lands V, A, T0, or Z, heterogeneity itself is the critical finding.